We love speaking with our young people, especially when they do things that are not on the traditional track of what most young people are up to. And we have learned so much on this show about 4-H, and that is a testament to Kristen Cundy and the 4-H agents within York County and the surrounding counties. And we have learned so much about the organization and about the future Farmers of America. And we're learning this morning about a partnership between York County 4-H and Future Farmers of America. They've got their upcoming swine project. That's a pig for those who might not be familiar with what swine means. It means pig. But they got their swine project here, and they're ready to show their swine at a big show. And we're going to learn more about these swine, I guess, pigs. Swines. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be the plural of a swine? Is swine singular or plural? It's a swine. Yeah. Swan. Yeah. Okay. It's like fish or fishes, right? but anyway, you're not here for a grammar lesson. You're here to learn about swine. We have Evans Hall and Elizabeth Glenn joining us. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Evans Hall is from York Comprehensive High School. And Elizabeth, you're from Clover High School. They're both seniors and you graduate in a couple of months from now. And you're both headed, no surprise, to Clemson. We'll learn more about what you're going to do after graduation. But Elizabeth, let's start with you. What attracted you, one, for being involved with York County 4-H and Future Farmers of America?
Well, I've grown up on a farm, so I've always been around farm animals, and I just love animals. And in middle school, I really got introduced to 4-H and FFA, and I was like, wow, this is really my thing. Like, I love this. I love all the people. I love just being around the animals. And I think the project that actually got me so interested in 4-H and FFA was the swine project. My ag teacher, she was amazing, and she's like, well, this seems like something you're really interested in. So that's kind of where I got started.
What did you find interesting about it? What was it that just drew your attention to it, especially the swine project?
Mainly just raising an animal. Like I said, I'm a big animal lover, so anything that had to do with animals, I was like, oh, get me in that.
Were there lots of animals on the farm that you live on currently, or was this a first?
Yes, ma'am. So I live on a beef cattle and a turkey farm. So
this was a little bit different.
Yes, ma'am. It was definitely a whole different species because we never had any pigs or anything. So, but like I said, any animal, I was just drawn to it. I'm like, oh, this seems really fun.
Evans, what about you? What attracted you to 4-H and as well as Future Farmers of America?
So I have a really similar story to Elizabeth, except it was more about in high school was when I first found out about 4-H and FFA, and I got involved my 10th grade year in the swine show. And so that was my first big thing that I did with 4-H and FFA. And like Elizabeth, that was probably the thing that got me involved with it the most. So.
And similar to Elizabeth, do you live on a farm or around animals?
So I kind of live on a farm. My grandpa has some horses and chickens and stuff like that. And then I'm related to the owners of Bush and Vine Farm. And so I help out a lot over there. So, yeah.
All right, that's all you had to say.
That's right. You help out a ton over there. Those are just fantastic guys over there. That's just fantastic. So when we talk about the swine project, what exactly are we learning here? I mean, obviously we're learning about a swine or a pig, but you all get piglets, correct? Starting in January. And then take us from when you get the piglet and what the last couple of weeks, what they have looked like and what it looks like up until the time that you show them. We'll start with you, Elizabeth.
So, like you said, we get the small piglet. We clean every single day, feed every single day, check, make sure they're healthy. They grow really quickly. Mm-hmm. They grow like weeds. And so, by the end of the show, they're around 240 pounds. Sometimes they're even bigger, depending on what different families feed. We usually feed, they have a pig feed at Farmer Service Center, and it's really great. That's what a lot of people use. It has a lot of protein in it. But as far as learning in the project, you learn all about swine anatomy, just swine in general. You learn a lot of work ethic because you never know what's going to happen with pigs. Sometimes they get hurt, and you're there at early in the morning taking care of them. You learn a lot of time management, responsibility, things like that.
Evan, so when you get the piglet, it's about 70 pounds, and it grows to 240, 250, or on up. So what does the feeding schedule look like? So do you have to feed it before you go to school? Do you have to, you can't leave school, or do you leave school to feed it during the day and in the evening? What does the feeding schedule look like?
So we use gravity feeders, and then we get bags from Farmer Service Center, like Elizabeth said, and it's usually in the mornings, you know, or in the afternoons, just dump a couple bags in there and then just fill it up to the amount that you think, you know, they won't go through the entire day. Mm-hmm. And so just leave it up to a certain amount, and then you're obviously checking it every day and making sure that there is enough food in that feeder to keep them full. So.
And then you also, Elizabeth, you said you have to clean them. Yes, because, ma'am. You know, sometimes we know pigs aren't the cleanest, probably, animals. They, you know, love the mud and yes. the dirt. So what does that look like? I mean, I feel like that might be an animal that once you clean it, it's dirty again. So
that is true. So I keep my pig at Clover High School. We have this amazing facility where we have the opportunity to keep our pigs at the school. So it's a concrete pad, okay. and it has a shelter over it, and that's where we keep hay or shavings, and that's also where the feeder is. But that every day we take the dirty hay out and put new hay in, and we spray off the concrete to make sure it's clean and doesn't get super dirty. But that is a daily thing. It does get very dirty.
So you don't have
day.
To contend with the mud and the dirt.
Yes, that is nice. That is one nice thing. Yes.
And then Evans, as Elizabeth has been explaining, it is time management. So you have to take care of these swine even during bad weather that we had during the ice storm and the snowstorm. What did that look like for you all?
Yeah, so it was a bit of a loophole trying to, you know, clean them up when they're covered in snow and stuff like that. But honestly, it helped us out because all the like residue, if you want to call it, from the pigs and all the bad hay, it made it a little bit easier to scoop out with the snow. So actually, okay. that helped okay. out for us. So,
well, that's yeah. good.
Way to look at the silver lining and everything, Evans. That will take you very far in life.
You're gonna be a good farmer.
That's right.
That's right.
We're speaking with Elizabeth Glenn and Evans Hall. They're involved with York County 4-H and in partnership with Future Farmers of America. They've got their swine project. They're just giving us the details of this project. In a couple of weeks, you'll travel to Spartanburg to show your swine.
What does a day at the show look like?
Well, it starts very early in the morning. That is one thing. And you have to clean your pig the night before. And most people load their pigs on the trailer the night before because pigs, they're dirty. And they'll get dirty that night. You have to clean them all over again. But you use baby wipes and baby powder to make them look very clean.
Oh, it's like dry shampoo for pigs.
Pretty much. Yes. Yeah.
Do they can they wear a little bow tie and a little hat as well, or it's not that
yet.
Kind of show?
I'm sure there are a couple shows out there that are like that, though. All right. But it's like I said, it starts very early in the morning, and there are lots of different classes. You have a market class and a showmanship class. So the market class, that focuses on the pig and how the pig is like built, and showmanship, that's focusing on the shower. So that focuses on you and how you handle your pig. And there are different like levels, and you show depend because if you win the show that you're in, like the class, you then go on and you kind of advance, and you just showing a pig is kind of hard because they kind of have their own minds. So you kind of just you have your cane and you just tap them, and you a lot of times you follow them because they. Like I said, they have a mind of their own, and they'll walk wherever, and you just make sure they stay calm and look presentable.
Yeah, what are the judges looking for, Evans, when they're judging your swine?
So when they're looking at the market class, what I heard when I first started was you were looking for a Coke bottle-shaped pig, so big shoulders, big back legs, and then a narrower belly. You don't really want a pig with a huge belly because then it's just a bunch of excess fat, and you're not really looking for that. So the market class, market class isn't focusing on you, it's focusing on the pig. And so you're really just looking for, you know, who's fed their pig, who's kept it moving, who's kept it healthy and stuff like that. And then showmanship's a little bit different. The judges are looking for maintaining eye contact with the judge. So looking around, I like to try and keep a kind of a smile on my face to let them know that I'm having a good time out there. Even though my pig often does not do what I want it to. So, and then just walking around, trying to keep it, you try and keep it in front of the judge, keep the pig in between you and the judge, and then just keep it in front so the judge can always look at you and see what you're doing. So
this is fantastic. We get a chance every year to meet individuals, young people who participate in the Swine Project, and we're still amazed at the end of the day what you all are able to do in high school. You're seniors in high school, and you're accomplishing so much. When is the show for the Swine Project?
March 14th.
March 14th in Spartanburg.
Yes, sir.
In a couple of years, it will be here in our backyard with the new Ag Arena when that opens. So we can't wait to, maybe we'll come out there to you one year and do it out there. That's
y'all
exciting.
Y'all might be a judge by that point. Maybe be like a guest judge.
They'll be much older for sure. Right. And sadly, all good things must come to an end, because at the end of the project, what happens to your pig?
They go into the fridge.
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
I'm glad you said that, Evans, because I didn't know how to respond either. The reaction of folks are like, oh, that's so terrible. You got them when they were little, and you've raised them, and now you show them, and then you eat them. So what do you? How do you explain that to folks? That it's just what the cycle of an animal's life?
Yes, I've always looked at it. You give the animal the best life and treat it as good as you can, and when they've had that life, because I was always told God put them on the earth to eat, and pigs especially, they keep on growing and growing, but their legs don't grow, so that's just what they're made for. But and it's really nice knowing where your food comes from,
and that you've taken care of it. Yes. So it's good. It's not processed, or, you know, you're then not putting anything bad into your body. So, I mean, it is. It's a circle of life.
Yes.
If folks learned how that process worked, I think we would have a better understanding of our food system as well. But that's a whole nother topic for another day. Well, we're super proud of you, Elizabeth Glenn, as well as Evans Hall and others involved in 4-H and the Future Farmers of America for this swine project. March the 14th, bring back some blue ribbons, please.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Let us know how you do. We're
very proud of you, and job well done to you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.